Welcome to Casting Hope, a sermon podcast of Hope Presbyterian Church in Columbus, Ohio. My name is Joe Hack, pastor at Hope, and we are so glad that you are listening in. We would love to connect with you in person at our Sunday gathering. In the meantime, we hope this message points you to Jesus, the reason we gather.
So I started following Jesus about 25 years ago. And if I were to tell these 25 years of my walking with Jesus like a story, if I were to put chapters, I could do it many different ways, but this evening I want to think about it this way. Three chapters. So the first chapter I would call Chasing Excitement. This was the honeymoon season of my walk with Jesus. Everything was exciting. Everything was amazing. And if it wasn't, something was way off. Something was way wrong. And so I chased it. See, chapter one for me was all about excitement. It was all about amazing experiences. I would call chapter two in this sort of 25-year journey with Jesus this: Chasing Theology. This is the season where I started to care a lot about accurate theology. Excitement about Jesus became less important in my journey than proper thinking. Okay, this was the time in my life, ask my wife, where I would dominate Bible studies with my right answers and with my correct thinking. Correct thinking. Maturity in Christ for me was measured in how many books I had on my bookshelf. So chapter one is excitement. Chapter two is theology. What is chapter three? What is the chapter I'm in now? I don't know what to call it yet, but I hope that it is nearer to the person of Jesus himself. Not chasing excitement about Jesus. Not chasing correct theology about Jesus, both good things, but pursuing Jesus himself. The desire to be with him. There's nothing wrong, as I said, about excitement, about Jesus and the things that he does in our life and things that he's doing in other people's lives. There's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with good theology. In fact, I would argue they're essential. Both of them are essential. But it becomes a problem when excitement and theology get in the way of Jesus. Did you know that's possible? It is possible for us to miss Jesus by studying him. It is possible to miss Jesus by pursuing the next exciting thing surrounding him. And I see something like this in our passage this evening. Jesus is impossible to ignore in this passage. As we heard Sophie read, his teaching is impossible to ignore. In verse 32, we hear his word possessed authority. His teaching, his word possessed authority. His ministry of releasing people from the oppression of demons is impossible to ignore. So in verse 35, be silent and come out of him, Jesus says. The crowds ask, what is this authoritative and powerful word that we're witnessing? Jesus laid hands on people and demons came out. Okay, so his authority, his ministry of release was impossible to ignore. His healing ministry is impossible to ignore. It says in verse 39 that he leans over Simon's mother-in-law, who is sick with a fever, and rebuked the fever. She is instantly healed. And that causes a stir. And ultimately, his kingdom authority is impossible to ignore. Jesus says, I must preach the gospel of the kingdom. That's how he summarizes what he's doing. I am preaching the gospel, the good news of the kingdom. And that is a bold enough statement. He's saying the true kingdom is here. The true king is here. That is a bold thing to say in the Greco-Roman Empire. But this kingdom is upside down to the ways of this empire in every possible way. And every empire to follow. Because unlike those kings and kingdoms, Jesus is using his authority how? I mean, how are we used to seeing authority wielded in our lives? We're so accustomed to seeing those with ultimate authority using it for their own self-interest, aren't we? Chasing whatever it is that they want. And accumulating as much as they can. But Jesus uses, King Jesus uses his authority to release. To release. And to bless, and to lift, and to serve. Okay? And what this does in Jesus' ministry, we're going to get used to this because we're walking through Luke together. The whole thing. We're going to get used to Jesus using his kingdom authority to bless and to serve. And it's a beautiful thing. And when he does this, friends, he is impossible to ignore. One scholar actually says that Jesus in the gospel